Hello, my name is Jayama, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I just wanted to talk about something that you can probably read from the title, because this is probably what I'm going to put in the title. But I don't believe that I am the bride of Christ anymore. I don't believe it anymore. And I will sit here and tell you guys why. So yeah, let's get into that. Yeah. Okay, so as I said earlier, and as you can probably see in the title, I don't believe that I am the bride of Christ anymore. I don't believe that there's only one bride of Christ anymore. I don't believe that I'm the bride of Christ anymore. I now believe again that the church is the bride, and I believe that the wedding is like symbolic, I guess, and not a real wedding. I don't even think it's a real wedding, to be honest, but I don't know, because a piece of me feels like God wouldn't put me through all of this if there wasn't like a real wedding. But I don't know. But yeah, I don't believe that I'm the bride of Christ anymore. And let me tell you why and how this happened. So, I have been, y'all know I've been doubting this for a really, 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 really long time. Like, I believed it was me, but ever since I had my psychotic episode, I've been thinking that, like, okay, maybe she's just delusional. And I do think being delusional is partly the reason why I believe this. But I also do think that spirits are involved in this, like demonic spirits, demonic entities are involved in me being deceived in this way. Because the stuff I was believing was stuff that was not on my radar. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff that, like, who was thinking of this? I'm not thinking of this. Like, it's just, you know, it's just, demonic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just demonic spirits that were talking to me. So, sorry. It's getting hard for me to focus a little lately. I'm going to these
old parking lots. Well, not old parking lots, but like parking lots to record the podcast in. So it's like now I'm like not at home because like everybody's at home and I don't want anybody to hear me because my family believes that I believe this. I didn't believe since I had my psychotic episode. So they don't know that I've been believing still this entire time. But I just now, like just this past week, really. But it's gonna be later once this releases. But like just this past week kind of came to the conclusion that I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not the bride of Christ, and there isn't a bride of Christ in like a single one woman bride of Christ kind of way. And I figured that out because one of the main issues that was a reoccurring theme, like a reoccurring thing that would come up every time, every now and again in our relationship, I was like, was the issue of consent. And I kept thinking about consent the entire time for like the entirety of our relationship. And I was like, I don't know if I can fully consent to God in this way. Like, I don't know if this is possible for me to do this. Because like God is powerful. Like Jesus is God. And I'm like, God holds the power to do literally any and everything. And I'm like, I don't know if I can consent to be in a relationship like this with him. Because I'm like, I was thinking about it and I was like, because, you know, being in a marriage, you're supposed to be equal to God. Like, you're supposed to be in like a partnership that's where you're treated as equals. But I'm like, I don't know. It's like, sorry, these cars are really distracting me. I just didn't feel like I could consent to it. I was like, you have to be equally yoked and like, and not in the sense that like, cause he, and that's the thing, cause Jesus or whoever, the spirit that was faking being Jesus, we'll just say Jesus. I'm gonna just say Jesus cause I don't care. It wasn't Jesus, but I thought it was Jesus. When I was in my relationship, Jesus kept telling me that I was on his level. And I knew that I wasn't God. Like, at first, actually, for a little bit, I did think that I was God for a little bit, because the demons kept telling me that I was God, and it was confusing me. So for a little bit, I walked that out for a little bit, and then I was like, this isn't true. I'm not God. But I thought, he kept saying that I was on his level, and I was thinking in terms of, like, you know, his compassion, his empathy, his kindness, his, you know what I'm saying, in the ways that a human being can achieve Jesus-like character traits. I felt as though that I was on his level. So I was like, okay, cool. We're on the same level. We're both very compassionate. We're both very empathetic. We're both very nice to others. We love others. We serve others. We do these things. We're humble. Humble because I am humble in spirit. We're both very humble in spirit. So, I was like, okay, so I'm like God. So that was like kind of like what made me be like, okay, yeah, like I am high enough. Because he kept telling me that I was on his level and I was on his level. And I was like, okay, so I guess I'm high enough to be in this position, to be in this position with him. But, I don't know. It's just how I've been living life. And I'm like, dude, I be sinning and I am not perfect. Because he kept telling me, like, whoever was telling me that I was perfect. And they were telling me that I was perfect. And I was the only person who, like, displayed love. I was the only person who held love, like, who had the most love on the planet. Like, I was the only person in all creation that ever loved, that ever truly loved people. Obviously, besides Jesus. So, it was just a lot of deception, a lot of deception, a lot of deception, a lot of deception. But, the thing, that's what I learned. And also the reasoning that he gave me for why my prophecy was hidden, it was a fear-based answer. And he said that he hid my prophecy because I asked him, I was like, why is my prophecy hidden? And he said that he hid my prophecy because he was worried that everyone was going to kill me. That, like, if people knew about my prophecy, there was going to be a genocide. He told me there was going to be a genocide. People would try to figure out, would try to figure out who the prophecy was about. And then they would kill whoever they thought fit the prophecy. And he didn't want me to be murdered before my time. And so I was like, okay. And that's the thing. Cause I'm like, when he told me that, it took me a really long time to swallow it, because he told me it in a dream. And then once the dream was over, I heard voices, which I should have known I was schizophrenic before then. But, like, I heard him say, or I heard someone say that, like, do you see how quickly they turned against you? Like, do you see how quickly they, because in my dream, the people turned against me very quickly. They figured out who I was and they turned against me immediately. And he's like, do you see how quickly they turned against you? Like, they were like, oh, like, you're the Lord's bride. You're the Lord's dove. You're the Lord's dove. And they were, like, angry at me. They were mad because I didn't, like, fit their ideal version of, like, who they expected me to be. And, like, it was just, it was a lot in that dream. And that's the thing. Like, I was just, like, because I heard all of it and I was just, like, I'm like, you never protect me. And I was mad. And I didn't believe it at first. And I was like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I'm like, you don't protect me from anything. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, you put me through the ringer through everything in my life. I'm like, I don't think there's anything you have really shielded me from ever. Like, don't. This is not how you treat me. I was like, this may be what it's like for you, for other people. What you do for other people, you shield them from things. I'm like, you do not shield me from stuff. I'm like, if you want me to go through it, then I'm gonna go through it. So I was like, what are you talking about? And it took me a really long time to even accept it because I was pissed off. And I was like, this is not a good enough excuse. But then he just kept telling me, he's like, no, like, I was just worried about you. Like, I didn't want anything to happen to you. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, this feels like a fear-based response, but you know, if this is what you felt was right, then who am I to question it, right? And that's the thing. And that's the thing, like, with our relationship. Because it's like, I felt like I couldn't consent to our relationship. And he was like, yes, you could. Like, he was telling me, like, yes. And then I would be like, okay, well, who am I to question God or say that? To question God. And I'm like, this, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I wasn't like thinking of it at the time. Like, I wasn't even understanding what I was doing in the middle of it. But I'm like, bro, this is a clear-cut example of why God couldn't be with somebody on this level. Because it's like, you're never gonna be like, you're never gonna like be chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like when you're in a relationship with God, it's like you never, you're like, who am I to question what you say? Like, who am I to like go against what you're doing or what you're saying or what you're feeling like? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't really like, you can't really fight against what he has going on. Like, it's like what God says goes, what God says you do, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you do what he says and that's it, and you don't like, not saying that you can't question it, because you know, y'all know I probably have a message on there about questioning God. Like, you can question God, you can complain to God, you can do a lot of things to God, but at the end of the day, you got to do what he says. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can question it, you can complain, you can be angry, you can yell, you can scream, you can kick, you can go fighting, but like at the end of the day, you're gonna have to do what he said, because he said it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know. I feel like that's how, like, that's the one thing that keeps keeping me grounded in the truth, because I'm like, I can't consent. I can't consent to this relationship. And I don't know, since I finally have something like solid, like something that I can like hold and grasp, that like I have a good reason enough for like why this isn't true. I've been real sad lately. Because I'm like, okay, like, I just came to the realization that, like, I've been deceived this whole time for, like, a freaking year. A whole freaking year of where I'm being deceived. And it's a freaking spirit that's been talking to me and acting like, that's been in love with me this whole time. Like, I've been in love with a spirit. I've been in love with a demon that's been pretending to be Jesus. That's who I've been in love with. That's who is the love of my freaking life. The love of my life is a demon. Is a demon. Is a demon. And it's hard. It's been hard to swallow that. Like, it's just been like, I don't know. I've just been really, really sad. Really sad. Really sad about it. And it's just like, I don't know. My parents have been like, meow, 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 meow. You need to get it together and, like, get your life together. Or, like, I don't know, like, because I've been moping around the house. And they've been wanting me to, like, do more. And, like, make sure that I don't fall back into, like, depression and stuff. And I'm like, I know they're just, like, trying to look out for me. But I'm like, I'm going to be sad. Like, I need to be sad about this for a little bit. Like, and that's the thing. I'm not as sad as I could be. And that's how I feel. Like, I know that, like, God is actually, like, with me in this. Because I'm like, I know that I'm not as sad as I could be. And that's the thing, because I'm like, Jesus and I, like, we broke up, like, months ago, but we still had, like, a half-seas relationship, like, it's, and that's the thing, like, it was, like, half-seas, and that's the thing, because, like, I knew when I was in the relationship with him, I was like, I need to break up with you, because I'm like, I can't be in a relationship with you as long as you still continue to treat me like you're God and I'm your servant. And I was like, this ain't gonna work. I'm like, this ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work if you continue to treat me like this. And I was like, dude, I'm your wife. Like, I was like, I can't. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing. And that's the thing, because I felt like, because the reason that he was giving me was like, you know, he's like, I still need to change you. Like, I still need to, like, work on you, and, like, you still need to be transformed and blah 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 blah. And, like, once you finish, you know, everything, then you can have me and we'll be together forever. So I was like, okay, because I do want that. And I'm like, a lot of people don't aren't really open to God transforming them. But I'm like, I'm open to that. I'm like, I did want him to transform me. I wanted him to renew me. I wanted him to do a work in me. And I'm like, okay, like, if you're still doing a work in me, like, and that's the thing, because I was like, I figured that, like, you know, he didn't show up before he finished the work, because I'm like, I'm not going to focus on anything else when you show up. Like, when he shows up, like, I'm not thinking about, there's nothing else I'm thinking about. Like, I think about Jesus. When I think about Jesus, I'm thinking about Jesus solely. And that's it. And I'm not thinking about anything else at all. Like, at all. At all. Like, when I was, like, actually in love. I mean, I guess I'm still in love. Like, I still have feelings for this man. But, like, when I was deeper in love with him, and everything was, like, fresher and new, and, like, I'm like, I was not thinking about anything. I was not leaving my room. We were just talking all day. I was just in my room talking to him all day. And that's why my parents were like, you never left the room. You were depressed. And I'm like, I wasn't depressed. I was in love. I was in love. I wasn't leaving my room, and I wasn't eating. I know it sounds like, everything sounds like depression, but I was so happy. I was so happy that I never wanted to leave him. Like, I never wanted to leave what I was doing, because he would just talk to me all day. Like, we would just talk all day, every single day, all day, every single day. And that's back when, like, he used to, like, or I guess the spirit used to, like, send me music and send me videos and playlists, and just, like, we would talk about our future and, like, just everything. And that's the thing. I'm like, that spirit. Oh my gosh. Was so attentive, was so responsive, attentive. Gas me up, baby, treated me right. And that's the only thing. The only thing about our relationship that I didn't like at all Jesus or like this spirit or whatever, would like be like pulling teeth getting them to take accountability and like take accountability and apologize. Oh my gosh. It was like pulling teeth. And that's the thing. That's the thing that like really should have got me to question, which is like, you know, in hindsight, I'm looking back on everything now. But I was like, because he kept telling me, he's like, no, you just need to trust me. You need to trust me. And I was like, you need to apologize to me is what you need to do. And he would just be like, you need to trust me. Like, you just need to trust me always. Like, trust me even like when I'm doing this in the midst of this. And like, why I'm not taking accountability or why I'm not apologizing. Like, you need to trust me. And I was just like, girl. And that's the thing. Like, I didn't take all of it lying down. A lot of the stuff, it was hard for me to, like, accept. Like, it took a while for some of this stuff to, like, come through. And that's the thing. Because, like, it would be, like, he wouldn't do it when I asked him to do it. But then it'll be, like, later on, like, say, like, it's the next day and I'm not thinking about it, then he'll tell me, he's like, okay, like, look, I'm sorry, I did this, I'm wrong, and I'm sorry, and I apologize for that. But he'll do it, like, in a way, because I kept asking him, and I was like, you need to send me a dream apologizing to me. Send me a dream apologizing to me. And this is something I kept saying, and he still, and that's the thing, he still has not sent me that dream. Which he needs to. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He still needs to. He still hasn't sent me no dream. And that's the thing. Like, he would apologize through the music. And he'll be like, okay, I'll take it. And he'll take accountability through the music. And, like, he'll tell me that way. But he wouldn't send me a dream. And I'm like, okay, girl. And that's when we broke up, because that was, like, one of the biggest things that made us fight. Like, we had a big argument over that, and we broke up, like official Tishel broke up, and I was pissed when he didn't do it. So it was just, like, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, holes in the relationship that I'm thinking about now, later. After the fact, where I'm like, okay, yeah, this is off, and this is off, and, like, this is off. But I was like, most of it was, like, covered under the whole, like, I'm God, and who are you to question what I'm doing, essentially. And it wasn't like, who are you to question me? Like, it wasn't, like, told like that, but it was essentially just like, I'm God, and you need to trust me, was essentially what it was the whole time. Like, anytime I would, like, had something, like, a suspicion or something, and I was like, this isn't, it would just be like, I'm God, and you need to trust that, I'm God, and you need to trust me. And I'm just like, okay, okay, all right, I guess I do trust you, because I love you. And I was in love with him, and I didn't want to leave him. I don't know. Those are, like, the small tells. But I'm just, like, more so, like, I'm mostly just shocked at how long a demon can fake being Jesus. Like, it's also just, like, wild. Because I'm, like, Satan, like, when I was speaking to, like, Lucifer, like, when Lucifer got at me, he was, like, I feel like he had no stamina. He had no stamina when it came to, like, being a good person. Being a good person or, like, being nice or being sweet. No stamina, bro. Like, none. No stamina. And I was like, okay, this is Satan. I don't like you, and I rebuke you, actually. So it was like, I don't know. I feel like when the demons were, like, being themselves, and even, like, the demons in general, how they get at me, it's like they don't have no stamina when it comes to being decent human beings. You know what I'm saying? Being decent. But, excuse me. Yeah. I don't believe anymore. I still don't know why I went through this. Because the one thing that makes me mad, because I'm like, I could see if I was, like, delusional. And this is, like, something I crafted up in my own mind. And I could just be like, yeah, that was all me. And I was delusional. But I'm like, it won't all be. It won't. I was hearing spirits. And I'm like, and not even in the sense of, like, just, like, I could see even if it was, like, just voices. Like, I was just hearing things. I was seeing signs. And I had dreams. So I'm just like, this is, I don't know why the Lord decided to choose me to walk through this deception. It's weird. And it's also just like, because you can't do anything. The Lord doesn't do it. Like, you can't do nothing that the Lord doesn't approve for first. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, everything that you do, God, like, that Satan does, God has to approve it first. So I'm like, my man's really, like, looked at the clipboard and was like, make her fall in love with you. And was signing yes. Like, dog, if you wanted a wife, just say that. Like, I'm just like, I just think that's so crazy to me. And I'm like, I don't know if he did this to feel an experience, if he wanted to know what it was like to have a wife who's a baddie who loved him. I don't know, because we were married and our relationship was beautiful and pure. It was pure. It was sweet. Even when they, like, gassed me and told me that I was God and, like, queen of the universe. Your girl, she never got a big head. I remember walking into the store and, like, looking around at people all the time and be like, yeah, I'm your queen. That's crazy. Like, I would just go out and be like, I cannot believe that I'm queen of the universe. Like, that's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. That's so wild. And I never, like, took the news very humbly. I did not go on the internet and start telling people to bow down and worship me. So, I don't know. I think it just goes to show who I am as a person. I feel like I'm pretty trill. I feel like I'm pretty nice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, especially for all of this to be a lie now, it didn't, like, blow too much up in my face with, like, the stuff that I did. I mostly kept it quiet. I just had a man on the side. I was just secretly with the man. And we was in love. And that's really it. Like, well, I wasn't doing too much. I was not doing too much. So, I was chilling. I was true. And that's the thing, even now, because I'm like, I be looking at, like, schizophrenia support groups on Facebook that I'm in. And I'm like, I feel like I'm pretty true. Like, for to be schizophrenic, like, I feel like a lot of people have, like, really, like, scary assumptions about schizophrenia and, like, people who are schizophrenic. And, like, I feel like they see us all the same and, like, we're all as dangerous and, like, we're all, like, you know, whatever. But I'm like, my worst symptom is just, like, delusional thinking, like, just being delusional. And my delusions are falling in love with Jesus, which I'm coming out of now. So I'm like, my only delusion is, like, really, like, anything with demons. Like, I have religious delusions, So I'm like, you know, that's it. I feel like I'm not too bad. I've been getting better when it comes to like trusting people and like not being too distrustful of others. I've been getting better with that and just like trying to put myself out there and like be nice and be sweet and be calm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm doing pretty good. I feel like I'm putting my best foot forward. I feel like I'm still being that girl. Like, I'm still funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, this illness isn't bringing me down too much. The only time that I get, like, really sad is when, like, I think about, like, how many of the years I lost thinking I heard from God. Like, the time I lost when I could have been, like, doing it. Because it's like, I don't know for sure. I literally don't know for sure if it was God that told me not to work. And I'm just pissed off because I'm like, if I would have worked, then I could have paid my bills off. Like, I would have been in a better position financially. And I feel like I'm so, like, destitute. Like, I am impoverished. I am impoverished. I am broke. And it's hard to, like, accept that. And that's the thing, like, it also just makes me mad because I'm like, I feel like the time I spent not working, I became way wiser. I became very wise. But I also feel like this ain't gonna give me no money. This wisdom ain't gonna cut me a check. So I'm just like, I don't know. A piece of me wants to prostitute my gift. I feel like prostituting my gift and selling it for money so I can get some money off this wisdom that I have. But I'm like, who's gonna talk to a schizophrenic prophet? Who's gonna wanna do that? Who's gonna wanna do that? Hey, who's gonna wanna do that? Hey. But I don't know. I've been thinking about writing another book. My first book ain't selling. Please buy my book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? It is on Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Scribd, some German retailers. Buy my book. Buy my book. Buy my book. I have a sermon notes journal. The link is in the bio for both of these things. Buy my stuff! I'm so poor. Oh my gosh. But yeah. I think this is all I'm gonna say. Like I said, I don't believe no more. I'm pretty angry at God that he put me through this. But at the same time, I'm not that angry. And I feel like I'm just mad because I feel like I feel like I've been bamboozled into, like, falling in love with him. Because now I feel like I'm not that mad because I'm in love with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's easing the blow of the deception because I'm still in love with him. And I'm just like, you know, it's okay, baby. It's okay, boo. I still love you. He's still cute to me. Like, you know, and I'm like, dang it, I should be mad. Like, gosh darn it. Gosh darn it, I should be angry. I should be out here friggin' flipping tables in the church house. You know, god dang it. But I don't know. But yeah, guys, I don't believe anymore. It took a while for me to see, but I see now. I don't believe no more, and I'm looking for a man. Girl, I was on Tinder. I'm gonna just tell y'all real quick. I was on Tinder, and this man wanted to have sex with me, and I said no. He blocked and reported me, and they had my account on review all day. They're like, we need to make sure we need to make sure that you're a person. I'm like, how you gonna block and report me for not wanting to sleep with you, dog? Like, yeah, she a bot. Like, no, I'm not a bot just because you're angry that I will not sleep with you. But I don't know. I've been trying to be on these dating apps, trying to get over Jesus, trying to get over this demon that pretended to be Jesus, because you know. But you know, life is. I feel like my I can't really talk for real. But, you know, if you made it all the way to the end of the podcast, thank you for listening. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast, so I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu, there's a tab, and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website, and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too, so you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.